All right, good morning. My name is Matthew Indes. I'm a graduate research assistant with LSU's Cotton Breeding and Genetics Program. I'm here to present a year of my research with looking at the within canopy variation of cotton fiber fineness and fiber maturity. It's a brief outline to talk about cotton production, quality of cotton, and how that affects pricing. And then I'll get into micronair, which is the specific focus, and its component traits of fineness and maturity and the obstacles that it presents to the industry. And then I'd like to talk about the material and methods and results from 1 year of this study. So cotton production in 2013 was 12.9 million bales for the United States as a whole. This was grown on about 7.5 million acres for an average yield of 821 pounds per acre. For Louisiana, we produced 326,000 bales on 128,000 acres and achieved a record yield on average of 1,223 pounds per acre. So each of these bales were assessed using the industry standard of HBI in order to determine length, strength, and micronair, as well as elongation and color. And for my research, I focused on micronair and the component values of fineness and maturity. And these are important because they influence the spinning speed, twist, yarn elongation, and fiber count. And fiber maturity has a large impact on dye retention. So a couple of problems that I see micronair presenting is that it is a unitless measure of airflow resistance, and it's also a non-ratio scale measurement. So this can have a few problems in trying to interpret differences in micronair. A 4.0 to a 4.1 is not the same as the difference between a 5.0 and a 5.1. And for producers, there's a problem with micronair in that it's been gradually increasing, and you can see this trend line. Over the last 10 years, we've had a steady increase in micronair, and this is especially a problem in the Delta region for the prices obtained from the bales that are grown. If we look at the distribution across the United States in the 2013 year, majority of it was in the upper base range, but there's also a large amount in this upper discount range, so producers aren't receiving the full amount of value for the crop that they're growing. And specifically, if we look at the Rayville Classing Office, which handles most of Louisiana and some of Arkansas's cotton, over 50% of cotton in this area was assessed at discount. And less than 2% was actually in the premium range. So while micronair is an easy measurement, it does provide a rather poor representation of the component traits of fineness and maturity. And to demonstrate this, if we look at what's a 4.0 on a micronair reading, this is considered a premium micronair cotton. This can mean an average fineness fiber, which is immature. And if we follow this 4.0 line all the way down to here, we can see that it could also mean a fine fiber, which is fully mature. And following it further, it could be a very fine fiber that's overly mature. So what's considered premium micronair actually represents a wide range of both fineness and maturity. And in order for yarn production to be both efficient and consistent, it requires uniformity of inputs. So if they're buying micronair at 4 or around that range, it could represent an even larger range of fineness and maturity values. So the objectives of my research were to examine the variation of fiber quality both within and between the genotypes used in the study. And I wanted to examine fineness and maturity of these genotypes separate from micronair. I didn't want to use micronair as an indicator. So I took 5 genotypes, and they were grown in 2 locations in Louisiana, both 2013 and 2014. But at the time, I'm only presenting the 2013 data as the 2014 is being processed. These were grown in a randomized block design of 4 applications, and 2 of these were used for quality measurement. 5 representative plants were selected from 50-foot plots, and bowls were harvested and combined based on their fruiting location. So the nodes were counted up the plant and the positions out, and then they were placed into the cells of these boxes for box mapping. The samples were then ginned on a tabletop laboratory gin and stored 48 hours under standard humidity and temperature conditions, and then using the cotton scope to measure fineness as linear density, or millitex, then maturity ratio, and from that a calculated micronair was provided by the instrument. And then samples that were large enough were measured using an airflow microNair, using the FibroNair. So this is the ANOVA table for the maturity ratio and the different sources of variation, and genotype, node, genotype by node, position, and node by position were significant or highly significant at for maturity ratio. And if we continue further to fineness, this trend is the same as maturity. It's the same source effects were considered significant, as well as the calculated microNair value. So the variation was the same. The source of variation was the same across these different measurements. And this is the FibroNair airflow microNair. And genotype became a highly significant effect, and the others remained significant as well. So to kind of make that easier to see, I condensed it into this table, which is the percentage the sums of squares represent for the variation. And the significance of each sources were consistent for the fiber quality measurements. However, the amount of variation from each source differed across measurements. So the amount of variation caused by genotype for maturity ratio was only 3.8 for that, but fineness was higher, and the airflow microNair was the highest there at 13.5. And for node, this represented the largest source of variation across the measurements, with 30% of that variation for maturity ratio. Excuse me. And there was a significant genotype by node interaction, which I'll speak more about in a minute, and as well a node by position effect. So there was a lot of variation attributed to many different sources in this. And also to note is that the Cotscope's calculated microNair, as it's in this column here, was consistently lower than the airflow microNair. The sources, the amount of variation attributed to each source was different. So I wanted to examine that a little further. And so I did a regression to see the agreement between the Cotscope's calculated microNair versus the airflow microNair. And the R-score value of 0.56 might be the reason why this was a little bit lower. So there's something maybe in the way that Cotscope calculates microNair versus the airflow that they're not in as good of agreement as I would have expected, since they're supposed to represent the same thing. And so these graphs here represent the five genotypes used. Each line is one of the five genotypes. And the x-axis is the node that it was on the plant, and then the y-axis is going to be fineness, the average fineness for that node, and the average maturity ratio for that node. And differences in fineness were evident across the plant canopy. And you could see genotypic differences with fineness at most nodes, or easily at all nodes, and then at 15, around node 15, the fineness kind of tailed off on some of these varieties. If you look at the maturity ratio, it's harder to distinguish genotypes in the lower parts of the plant, but as you get up into this node 15, maturity starts to drop off and differences between genotypes were more evident. So in all the fineness, maturity ratio, and microNair, both calculated and the airflow, were significantly affected by both fruiting type, fruiting position, and the genotype. And the effective node was highly significant for all measurements, and it represented the largest source of variation for all these measurements. And then the significant genotype by node interaction has several implications. The distribution of fiber quality is different by genotype, and this could potentially impart bias when sampling plants, and to the point of decreasing the ability to discriminate genetic differences depending on which fiber quality trait you're interested in. Genotype represented the largest source of variation for airflow microNair, but the trait was also subject to the largest genotype by node effect. So I think it's something to consider if you're out sampling plants and where you're picking these bulls from if you're looking for genotypic differences. So in conclusion, there's a second year of data to be added to this, and Also, a second experiment, which is a genotype, a generation mean analysis, in order to estimate the genetic effects for each of these fiber quality traits. And I think it's important to note that bulk sampling method can influence the accuracy of phenotyping in order to detect differences, but also that micron error does not distinguish the fibers for their mean values of fineness and maturity, and it doesn't give any indication of the distribution within samples. So I'd like to acknowledge my committee members and Bakash and Janine and some of the people from the fiber testing lab who could have helped me in this and are continuing to help with the research as it's ongoing. So any questions, please?
Questions for Matthew? We have time for a couple. Thank you, Matthew.
All right, thank you.